Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Sandeep Talks, a global leadership awakening podcast. I'm your host, Sandeep, here to stir your curiosity, awaken your inner leader, and unlock the potential within you to transform the world. One thought, one action at a time. Today, we are diving into a fascinating topic that's buzzing across the globe, the power of soft power. What is it? Why does it matter? And what's the latest shakeup in the Brand Finance Global Soft Power Index 2025? Here's the scoop. China has just overtaken the UK for the first time, while the US stays steady at the top. Stick with me and we unpack this, explore the trends, and tie it to the art of awakening leadership. Let's dive in. So, what's this thing called soft power? Basically, it's not about tanks rolling in or trade battles heating up. It's not about pushing your weight around. Instead, soft power flows from attraction, from the quiet strength of persuasion. It's how a nation shapes what others, governments, businesses, everyday folks think and feel, all through culture, values, innovation, and goodwill. Think of Hollywood's global pull, the way K-pop beats sweep the world, or that universal longing for a warm bowl of sushi. That's soft power doing its work. It's subtle, it's captivating, and in our connected world, it's more vital than ever. I will never forget the first time I saw soft power in action. Years ago, I was traveling in a small village in India, and there was this tiny shop blasting Bollywood tunes. A group of tourists, people who didn't speak a word of Hindi, started dancing along, laughing, drawn in by the rhythm and joy. No one forced them. They just couldn't resist. That's when it hit me. I mean, influence doesn't need a fist. It needs a heartbeat. And that's what soft power is all about. Why does it matter then? Well, when hard power, military muscle or economic pressure, you can say, stirs up tension, soft power steps in to build bridges. That's the currency of influence in global community, where how you are seen shapes what you can achieve. Nations with strong soft power don't just dominate, they inspire, they connect, and they win loyalty. That's where the Brand Finance Global Soft Power Index comes in. This isn't some dusty report. It's the world's deepest dive into how 193 nations are perceived, drawing on over 170,000 voices from 100 plus countries. It's a snapshot of global influence, and the 2025 edition just dropped some eye-opening shift. Here's the big news. China has climbed past the United Kingdom to claim the number 2 spot for the first time in the index's 6-year run. The US is still holding strong at number 1 with a score of 79.5 out of 100. The UK slides to 3rd with Japan and Germany close behind. I mean, this isn't a reshuffle. It's a hint of bigger currents. China's leap to 72.8 points comes from years of smart moves, massive projects like Belt and Road, a cultural push through films and heritage, and a reputation as an economic powerhouse that we all know. The US keeps its lead, yes, but there's a catch. Its image took a hit during a polarizing presidential race. And the UK, it's holding steady but not moving forward, with weaknesses in business appeal and governance tugging it back. So what does this mean for 2025? This index shows a growing divide in soft power. The top players like China are pulling ahead, gaining nearly a point on average, while smaller nations like Kiribati are slipping back by 3. It's a world where standing out pays off. Of course, nations that invest in their story, their innovation, their charm are the ones winning. Branding matters, and performing matters. Take El Salvador, soaring 35 points to 82nd. Thanks to bold leadership under President Nayib Bukele. Safety reforms and even a Bitcoin gamble turned heads. Then there is Israel, dropping to 33rd, or Ukraine at 46th. Places where hard power struggles are dimming, their soft power glue. Now, why should this matter to us as leaders? Whether we are guiding a team, a business, or dreaming of shaping a nation, or in a process of global transformation. Because soft power isn't just for countries. It's a leadership blueprint. It's about influence without force, about inspiring rather than demanding. And that's where my idea of awakened leadership steps in. Awakened leadership is about seeing the full picture, rooting yourself in purpose, and leading with heart and authenticity. It's the soft power of the spirit, lifting others up, building trust, and sparking a wave of positive change. I mean, let's break it down. China's rise didn't just happen, it's intentional. They have played to their strength, shared their culture, and built a story of reliability around that. Awakened leaders can borrow from that. Know what you can bring to the table. Amplify it and share a vision that sticks. The US, even at the top, saw its reputation wobble. Proof that even the strongest falter if they lose touch with unity and trust. For the UK, staying still is a wake-up call to evolve, to move beyond yesterday's wins. Every nation's path reflects what we face as leaders, staying fresh, adapting, and earning belief. Now, what if nations leaned into awakened leadership to grow their soft power? For the US, it could mean mending divides to project a stronger, truer image. An awakened leader listens, connects, and rebuilds faith. For China, it's about softening the edges, adding warmth to their strength. The index says they lag on friendly or fun. An awakened approach could weave a humanity into their global tale. And the UK? It's time to awaken boldness and vision. Turn that rich history into a springboard for what's next. For nations further down the list, those losing ground, awakened leadership is about courage, claiming your space, crafting a story that resonates. El Salvador shows it. Decisive action, clear purpose, and a leader who dares to shake things up. That's the pulse of awakening. Spotting the challenge, seizing the chance, and leading with heart. Here's the reality. Soft power isn't fixed. It's a flow, and awakened leadership is the heartbeat. As leaders, we can help our teams, our communities, even our nations rise above challenges by embracing this flow. How? Start with authenticity, be real, be true, be you, and let that shine through. Then connect, build bonds, not barriers. Finally, inspire. Share a vision so clear, so alive, others can't help but join it. That's how China rose, how the US endures, and how any of us can thrive. So, as we step into 2025 with the Brand Finance Index as our guide, we can say, I want you to think, how can I awaken my leadership to wield soft power in my world? How can I influence with heart, not heft? The trends are clear, my dear friends. The future belongs to those who draw others in, who lift others up, who awaken. Here's my challenge to you. What one action will you take today to lead with awakening? Don't just sit with this, act on it. Nations shift the world this way. And so you can. That's it for today, my friends. Thanks for joining me on this journey through soft power and leadership awakening. If this stirred something in you, something, share it. Let's keep the conversation flowing. Subscribe to Sandeep Talks wherever you are, whenever you listen, and drop me a line with your thoughts. I would love to hear how you are awakening your leadership. Until next time, stay curious, stay brave, and lead with light. This is Sandeep signing off with a final whisper. The world doesn't change by chance. It changes by choice. Make yours count.